There's a special slichus printed in the Siddur called Slichus Litachlue Yiladim. Slichus when Chas V'Shalom, children become unwell. It's a slichus for any time where there's a terrible tzara. And in that slichus, there's an interesting lashon that says, we daven to Hashem, Pedenu Mimhumas Mavis Redimas, from the Mahuma, from the Shturim, from the noise, Mavis of people passing away. And the obvious question is, it really should say, Pedenu Mimavis Redimas from death, from the opposite of life. Why Mimhuma Mavis? Why do we care so much about the Mahuma, the noise attached to it? And the answer is, much more significant than the issue of the Mavis, is the Mahumas Mavis. The noise, the media, the shturim that's attached to it. What's extremely critical at this time, as I mentioned on many occasions, is the peace and tranquility and the bitachin. Bitachin means we have 100% confidence in Hashem. Everything is in His hands and He will make everything be betoiv hanirev haniglun, a revealed good way. And even if doctors tell us other things, doctors have no permission, they have no authority when it comes to telling us negative things. The Torah tells us nitna reshus l'roif l'rapis. The authority the doctors have, according to the Torah, is to cure, to give positive prognosis. However, when they say something negative, that's beyond their authority, and that we have the Eibishter that's here and tells us that everything will be b'toyv ha'nirev ha'nigla. There's a famous vert on what we say in Hallel, which we're going to be saying in Rosh Chodesh, and many of us say this kapitel every single day, Kuf Yud Ches. David HaMelech says, Sabuni gam sravuni b'shem Hashem ke'amilam. He describes a number of psukim that he relies b'shem Hashem on the name of Hashem ke'amilam el destroys enemies. Kol goyim sivavuni, sabuni gam sivavuni, sabuni kidverim. They're getting closer and closer. And every one of these psukim he says b'shem Hashem ke'amilam. I'm relying on in the name of Hashem that I will cut them off. It is only later when dachad chisani limpail. It is not only Kol goyim sivavuni, they surrounded me. Not only is sabuni gam sivavuni getting closer and closer. Not only sabuni chidvoidim, the mamish like bees right next to me, I hear them right near me. It is when dachid chisam nilimpa, when I see that I'm falling already. And then I realize v'Hashem azarani, that it's really all in the hands of Hashem. It's not only v'shem Hashem ki amilam, I rely on Hashem, but I'm the one that has some power over here. It's all in the hands of Hashem. When we get to that recognition, it's all in the hand of Hashem. Hashem Azaron, Hashem helps us, and we can right away say, Ozi Zimras Kaveh Hilli, sure, we have the salvation from Hashem. In a time like this, when it is difficult to perform all the mitzvahs, we need to remember what the Gemara says, that if a person comes every single day in shul and doesn't come one day, Hashem inquires about him, why didn't he come? And then the Gemara adds, Im l'dvar mitzvah halachai sadim, if the reason he's not coming is for a mitzvah, noi galoi, is light to him, the mitzvah will illuminate his darkness. If chas v'shalom, a person didn't come, l'dvar reshus, because he chose not to come, that's a whole different story. But if l'dvar mitzvah, if it's because of a mitzvah, noi galoi, the reason we are not going to shul right now is for the greatest mitzvah of all mitzvahs, atzalas nefashis, in such a case, when Hashem asks why he didn't come, he hears the answer that we're doing it in order to save lives, this gives us a tremendous chus. And dafka our davening now, which doesn't have the tefillah b'tzibur and all the other amenities that we always have, is a tefillah from a lev nishba v'nitka, from a broken heart. It's like the story of the child that only knew to say the aleph beis, the kukri ku, and the Baal Shem Tov said how that power had the ability, that davening had an ability to break all the barriers. Our davening, which is from a lev nishba v'nitka, because be'oynes, against our will, we can't go to shul, we can't hear Kriyas HaTorah, has a tremendous koyach. Like the Gemara tells us, Vayaver Mordechai, the Mordechai at the time of the story of Achashverosh, he made a rule they have to fast on the first day of Pesach, and the Mefarshim say, and this is in the Medrash, that dafke because people didn't eat matzah and didn't perform the mitzvahs, and this was done be'oynis because of their situation, that was the help to be mevatel all the gzeiros. The Gemara tells us in Masicht Ksubis about a particular tefillah that one of the Rehim said, in a time of a magefa, Ribbon ha'ilamim, p'dei v'hatzel malei toysha amach Yisrael ma'adever Hashem, Master of the world, save, redeem, rescue, give salvation to the Jewish people min ha'adever from a plague, and if mekol mina peroni samasrakshus, from all negative things that happen to us, terim nikra v'atasana, you'll answer way before we called you, and he made a bracha, baruch atah, oitzra magefa, a special bracha, Hashem who stops the plague. So the power of tefillah is very significant in such a time. But much more than the power of tefillah is the power of Torah. The Chassam Sofer writes in his drushes that the worst thing that happened during the plague at his time was the fact that there was a Gzeirah decree to close down yeshivas Talmud Torah Derabim. And in our case, it's not only yeshivas, it's also Tinoika Shel Bisrabim, little children that learn Torah, which their voice goes to Shamayim, Hevel She'em Beichet, they have no sin, and their Torah is much more powerful than our Torah, even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah of Torah. But we are Baruch Hashem lucky. We could still have this Talmud Torah Derabim through so many ways, through phone conferences, through Skype, through Zoom, through social media, with proper precautions. We can make sure that we still keep this Talmud Torah Derabim with as strong as possible. Many people talk about the idea of saying Ketoiris at this time. Well, there's a very interesting word that the Ben Ishchai writes in the Sefer Ben Oyo, on the Sichta Shabbos, that the Gemara says that the Moshe Rabbeinu received presents from all the Malachim, the Malachamavas gave him a present, and he gave him the present of Ketoiris. And he told him that Ketoiris holds back, withholds the plague. Frek the Ben Ishchai, why did the Malachamavas give Moshe this weapon of Ketoiris, which goes against the grain of what the Malachamavas stands for? The Malachamavas job is to kill. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have ammunition to go against him. Zogt Ben Ishchai, a gewaltige Wort. After Moshe already received the Torah, Yidden have Torah. Torah overpowers anything. The Malachamavis has no power anymore because we have Torah. David HaMelech, the only way he passed away is because the Malachamavis stopped him from learning. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned. Yidden have Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu will teach. The Malachamavis was concerned if the Yidden have Torah. Moshe will teach the Eden to learn Torah, and he'll be out of a job. So he gave him the Ketoiris, and people will be rushing to the Ketoiris and using all these other zgulas and techniques, and they'll forget about learning Torah. So he thought, let me give him the Ketoiris to shift their focus. With all the Pitma Ketoiris, which is an important thing, and it says in Svarim, we need to remember our most powerful ammunition is Limud HaTorah. Taking this time and learning Torah with ourselves and with others, with our children, with our family, with other people over the phone, with elderly people, etc. Torah, Megina, Matzla, Torah protects and Torah saves. Let us utilize the time to have Torah in the way of Ketoiris. In Chassidus, it's explained the power of Ketoiris. Ketoiris overpowers, has 11 samamonim, 11 different spices. Normally things are associated with the number 10. Klip is associated with the number 11. Torah could overpower all the negative aspects of Klippa. Indeed, the Rambam Mer Nevuchim says that Gashmi is the Gipshat reason why there was Ketoiris in the Beis HaMikdash, to remove the negative smell. Chassidus explains the negative smell over here means the forces of Klippa, the negative odor of Klippa. And it should be noted, an interesting thing, that one of the symptoms of this virus is the loss of the sense of smell. Ketoiris overpowers that. And Ketoiris is much more than Kerbanis. Ketoiris is on the Mizbech, HaPnima on the inner Mizbech, Karbanis is on the outer Mizbech. The inner Mizbech, says the Rama, the Mizbech is the heart. There's the outer heart and the inner heart. And Chassidus is Chitzoni Yisalev and Pnimi Yisalev. Ketoiris comes from the very Pnimis of a person. And this is connected with the word Ketoiris. Karbanis means Kiruv, becoming close, but Ketoiris means not only we're close to Hashem, we're actually connected. Ketoiris, Melasim, and Eskashlis. When we learn Torah in a way of Ketoiris and an attachment to Hashem, remember our Tzveikus Hashem, the Pasuk says, Einechem Eroyes Eis Hashos Hashem Baal Peor. You saw so many people fell in the plague of Baal Peor, but you don't have to worry because V'atim Advekim Hashem, you're attached to Hashem. You're not only close to Hashem, you're not only Karbanis, you have Ketoiris. Therefore, Chaim Kulcham Ayoim. If we will learn Torah, Nigla the Torah, Pnimis the Torah, in a way of Ketoiris, particularly learn the Inni which is Negei, Inni Shazman, Grammar right now, Erev, Yemoisa Mashiach, already Yemoisa Mashiach, learning all about Gula Mashiach. We already got our taste about learning about Tumah V'Tahara. We're learning about social distancing, which is a fundamental aspect of Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. Let us learn about Geula Mashiach. We'll be Zeichet to Mashiach. Take it from Yad Mamish.